There was a word in Hebrew. Sheol was its name. It meant the grave, the silent place where everybody came. The good man and the wicked, the king upon his throne, all go down to Sheol, down to Sheol, all alone. Now the Greeks had a word for it. Hades was their tongue, the place beneath the living after the breath is gone. Same word in two languages, not a furnace or a flame, just the covered hidden resting place. The grave goes by that name. Four words, four meanings, forced beneath one name. Babylon conceived the myth and Rome preserved the flame. From Jerome's Latin Vulgate to King James's royal pen, the grave became a burning hell in the mouths and minds of men. There's a valley south of Jerusalem, Gehinnom is its name. Once defiled by children offered in a sacrificial flame. There Ahaz passed his children through the fire at Molech's shrine, till Josiah defiled Tophet and ended that design. Gehenna, valley of fire, the garbage heap of sin, where the bodies of the condemned were thrown, not the souls going in. The worm that dieth not meant maggots on the dead. The unquenched fire burned upon the dump. That's all the good book said. Four words, four meanings, forced beneath one name. Babylon conceived the myth and Rome preserved the flame. From Jerome's Latin Vulgate to King James's royal pen, the grave became a burning hell in the mouths and minds of men. And Tartaru appears just once, a verb, not a place below. The earth that swallowed Korah and his household long ago. Four words, four meanings, each distinct and clearly defined, and every one of them got flattened into one eternal fire. Now the King James men sat down in 1611 to write. They had Dante in their heads and Homer singing through the night. They were sons of courts and inquisitions, servants of a throne, and pressed four meanings into one tradition, when each word should stand alone. Sheol, the grave in Hebrew, silent resting of the dead. Hades, the same grave named in Greek, from which Christ rose, as Peter said. Gehenna, Hinnom's valley, bodies tossed in shame, with trash into the flame. Tartaru, the earth swallowing Korah's rebels, not a fiery domain. Hell was just a covered place, the grave beneath the ground. The fire came from pagan myths, not words the prophets found. Sheol, Hades, Gehenna, Tartaru, let their meanings be made plain. Not one describes immortal souls that burn in endless flame. Four words, four meanings, one imposed translation. The grave was made an eternal furnace, and tradition fed the flame.